Hey, folks, how can you describe the smell of a rotting corpse? It is a smell unlike any other, and you really can't describe it until you've experienced it, and even then there's really no way of narrowing it down. It's not like any other smell I've ever smelled. If you've ever grown up on a farm or a ranch or in a small town scenario, you may have been exposed to livestock that had died and become bloated and started to decompose. Then you'll have an idea of what the smell of decomposition smells like. But there is nothing quite like going into an apartment or a home in the summertime where it's hot and the decedent has been there for several days, if not weeks, and there's been no air exchange. And the room, the air is so thick and so heavy, you can smell it first, and then you taste it, and then it gets into your skin, your hair, if you have it, your clothes. It's not a smell that you can get rid of, and or not easily, at least. It is a pungent, almost grotesque. Well, it is grotesque, not almost. It's certainly a grotesque smell. But it's unlike anything I've smelled in my life. And like I said, once it's in your nasal passages, in your nose hairs, and in your throat, you can taste it for hours, even sometimes into the next day, regardless of how many times you brush your teeth. It's still there, and it is not pleasant. But it's what funeral service providers and professionals often have to deal with when doing removals from place of death.